Always love to talk to our next guest. In fact, we've had two of the doctors who are regular listeners and regular contributors 2 days in a row, and both with important information. This morning, it's Dr. Jewel Kahn, Detroit area cardiologist, founder of the Kahn Center for Cardiac Longevity, author of some great books. And Jewel, good morning to you. And it looks like you finally have an exercise concept that I can't run from and that I have to finally start to do. I can't come up with any excuse for me personally to not do what you're about to talk about.
Oh, my God, so many people are joyful. We've trapped you, Paul. You're going to have to get up and move, and happy 2022. Good morning.
Happy 2022 to you, Dr. Kahn. The concept here is being presented by Dr. Kahn, 7 reasons to start walking in place. Tell us about it.
Well, we are such a sedentary community, and you probably are behind a mic in a chair, and I'm in a chair talking to patients, although I added a standing desk to my office probably 6 years ago to get up off my keister, and it was a big advance, but you're still, if you track on your phone or your Fitbit or similar devices, you're not getting steps in. And there's some debate if you need the 10,000 steps or some data 4,000 to 5,000 is a pretty good health mark. But, you know, when you're getting 1,000, you're just simply not optimizing your metabolism. So in addition to a standing desk, which still won't drive your steps up, this is about marching in place. And it's sort of an outdated concept in that when the commercials are on TV, just stand up and march like you're in the U of M marching band for a minute. It actually burns 300 calories an hour to simply march in place, which isn't too bad. It might take care of one bagel you had during the day by marching in place during commercials. Now, we're watching so much cable and the commercials might be cut out. That's a reference that doesn't relate to everybody, but still at work. If there's any way you could set your phone timer, you know, 5 minutes, 1 minute, an hour, and just march. If you move and swing your arms, you actually drive it up to about 400 calories an hour. And what equipment do you need? Nothing special. Where do you got to go? Nowhere special. You just literally can stand up and move. I've actually incorporated, and I'm talking to you right now, I'm on a treadmill desk. And in both my medical clinic and at home now, when I'm using my computer, I'm on a treadmill desk at 1.5 miles an hour. And that is the ultimate home workout without a gym concept. So wow. If I sound even slightly winded, it's because I'm literally walking in place. And now in my clinic, I do it 7 hours a day. And you're going to say, that's a crazy doctor. But I just wasn't happy with my fitness. And you have to find solutions. So I spent $400 for a small treadmill. But, you know, to walk in place and march like a marching band, you're spending $0. You swing your arms. You know, 2-3 minutes later, sit down during, you know, a radio break, and you feel better.
All right. I just want to be able to get this picture in my mind's eye. Dr. Jewel Kahn, Detroit area cardiologist, founder of the Kahn Center for Cardiac Longevity. If I come and see you again while you're talking to me, will you be on a treadmill?
Yes. The response, I was a little concerned. You know, I'm doing about 30% Zoom, 70% live visits, whatever people want. The response has been huge. A lot of my patients, half an hour visit, even an hour visit, they choose to stand for the entire visit. They know that they shouldn't be sitting. And believe me, I impose no guilt. I invite them to sit in comfortable chairs, but they want to join in. They realize it's good. And a number of them have bought these home treadmills. I'm not a distributor. I just demonstrate for them. It's so slow that it's not disruptive. I will say I had one opportunity. I'll give a shout out to visit Bill Ford in his 12th floor office at headquarters in Dearborn. There was a treadmill desk, and it was one of my goals when I saw that about 8 years ago. Some point I'm going to get one into my own office, but he had some special made technology, and now it's available to the masses.
I thought you just said I saw it 80 years ago. You mean 8 years ago?
Eight years ago.
Okay, I misunderstood.
Yeah, maybe his great-grandfather, Henry, might have had a prototype. But
right. And I was going to say, you look really, really good. But I will say this, and Ann might remember this, and this goes back into the studio, which has been a long time, but I try to do my show standing, but I have to tell you, if everything else is not set up for you to stand, that can cause some issues. And I started having back issues because I had to be hunched over to be able to reach all the controls I needed to reach while I was standing doing the show. So I gave it up. Now, and that sounds funny, and most people don't have a microphone and a board, a technical board in front of them that they have to pay attention to while they're doing their job. But you do have to make some changes and make sure that everything surrounding you within the, your case, a stand-up desk or even better, this desk that you have that you can still do a little walking slowly and still do your business. But get everything, get all your ducks in a row so you don't cause other difficulties for yourself. Just a quick note from my personal experience. But I love this idea of walking in place, which is so simple. God bless you. If you can't walk, then you've got an issue anyway. But if you can walk, and most of us can, it's free, it's easy, it's got to be the ultimate low-impact exercise. It does burn calories. It fits into any busy schedule. No excuses, Paul. It can be done anywhere where they're not going to cart you off and think you're crazy. And it doesn't require any additional equipment. I wonder why is it taking so long for this to come up, Dr. Khan, as like the ultimate exercise program?
I don't know. And we can even point out to, you know, Dr. Rafai and I like science. There's actually a study in frail older adults where all they did was teach them 5 minutes an hour to stand up and march in place. And at the end of 12 weeks, those that were doing it were much fitter than those who were left in the have your usual activity group. So we've got science, we've got common sense, we've got low cost, we've got a rising health problem across America that's nothing new about heart disease, blood sugar problems, blood pressure problems, weight problems. So I think everybody today get up and march in place 2 minutes an hour. That's something anybody listening, unless they have a physical disability, can easily do.
Now that you say this about marching in place, I recall my 95-year-old mother being told by her doctor some time ago that when she gets up, swing her legs over the side of the bed and march in place to get the circulation going and everything, to also make sure that she's got some strength going when she finally gets up so that she doesn't fall over. March in place. Yeah. There it is. So
those veins, they're in the legs kind of squeezing a bit and returns that blood up to your brain so you don't get dizzy when you stand up quickly. Good idea.
Thank you, Dr. Khan. We got to run.